So I think, and I know Matt and Squid and Jason, I'm not including you because you'll know why in just a second. I think we might owe Jason an apology.
You think?
Oh, boy.
I've been telling you guys that for years.
You don't even know why. You don't even know why.
Don't take any of them at this point.
Well, apparently we have been wrongly accusing Jason of being a narcissist.
Okay.
Wow.
This is backhanded
sure
right there.
I'm what? Not sure about that. But it's not why you think we owe an apology. It's not because you're not a narcissist, Jason. It's just that we should be calling you something else.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's a narcissist.
So we're sorry.
Even you're sure? You're sure that it's
a... Oh. I definitely think I have some narcissist tendencies.
Well, they're...
I mean, my wife tells me every day.
Yeah. We
you
tell
guys
you.
Tell me.
Yes. You do definitely have the characteristics of a narcissist. But
thank you, Kate.
The thing is that there are... It's like what they're calling therapy speak terms that we are all using incorrectly. And narcissist is number one.
Therapy speak.
Therapy speak, yes. Mm. So when we call you a narcissist, Jason, yes, it's not because you're not one. I mean, I don't know how to say this nicely. Do I have to sugarcoat this for you? You are definitely one. It's somebody who is... assertive and confident, but someone who is often disliked.
Thank you, Katie.
Oh. Okay.
That is the definition.
I didn't know
one,
it was
one of the
dislikable.
Definitions.
Dislikable.
Jason.
I think that's the part we're off.
Dislikable.
Dislikable.
We like you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do. But what we should be calling you is someone who has narcissistic personality disorder. That's where we've been going wrong.
It's a disorder.
It's evolving. Basically, it's just what happened. It's, you know, first you say you're on the spectrum. Now you say you're mentally challenged. Actually, I don't even know what you say now.
Well, I think being on the spectrum is relatively new as opposed to having a disability or something like that. But on the spectrum, because it's obviously being studied, but people are understanding autism a lot and that it's a very spectral disorder.
It. You're not supposed to say you're autistic. You
know, correct.
What are you supposed to say?
You're supposed to say...
You have autistic tendencies?
Yes, someone has autism. So I worked with at the ABC of NC in Winston-Salem, which is a school for children with autism, for about a year and a half when I first moved to Winston. So gosh, like 19 years ago. However, that's when I learned that you don't say, oh, they've got autism, you know, whatever. It's someone with autism, and it's a spectral thing. And
but you
so,
can say on the spectrum too, right?
Yeah, I think so. As long as you know the person that you're speaking about is comfortable
Squid.
With that as well.
So,
yeah.
What?
I'm speaking about Squid.
Is
he comfortable?
No. You know, if you ask Josie is very adamant that we all are a little bit on the spectrum.
Yes.
A part of me does agree with that a little bit, but also not really, because I think that we all have different ways of making our brain works in different ways. That's all.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that everybody is. However, that is how you would say it.
Well, if you think about it, too, over time, if these... sayings and descriptions have evolved into something else, and they have become more offensive. I get, because even with the you can't say somebody has autism now is more offensive, right? And back, I don't know how many years ago, that wasn't offensive.
No, you can say they have. See, the whole idea behind that terminology is that you are not defined by your disability. Does that make sense? Like,
no, I get it, but you have to be careful how you say certain things. I mean, originally it would be that 100 years ago they said, oh, that person's stupid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then the R word.
Yep.
And honestly, the R word was so common that even in the foundation of mentally challenged, is that
Did I say, yep.
In the foundation, that's part of the word. It's called ARC now, but that word is still in the name, and it was a foundation for it. But then there were so many negative connotations where people used it in negative ways and to make fun of people. So that's evolved into other things. And that's where I think a lot of times that can come from is when we think about it, we see things differently, then we evolve in the wording and how we describe certain things.
I wanted to listen to what you said, but when you said connotones, I checked out.
Connotation and undertone in the
what
word. Connotone.
You're being more efficient.
Yeah.
I said what?
Connotone instead of connotation or undertone.
Connotone sounds like the name of like a like a
musical instrument.
Yeah, like a group of a cappella singers.
Yeah. It sounds like a cleaning detergent. Conotone.
Yeah, the Conotones.
Spray on, spray off. Conotone.
Come, well, come see our show tonight at the Coliseum.
It is a more efficient way of speaking. So I'm going to continue to go that way.
I checked out because I was like, what two words is he combining?
And I think it was connotation and undertone.
And undertone.
Conotone.
Conotone.
The Conotone. Anyway, Jason, yes, I think what you were saying is on. I'm not 100% sure.
Jason is on the spectrum.
We went a little bit deeper than I think I meant to go. But what my point is, we've been calling you a narcissist, and we should just be saying that you are someone who has narcissistic personality disorder.
Yes, you said that earlier.
Or can we say someone has Jason has narcissism?
Sure. Yeah. I think that
is narcissistic tendencies.
Although, Jason, you are pretty defined by your narcissism. Mm-hmm. I mean, that runs deep. Well, I mean, this isn't anything you don't already know.
Well, I don't
know. Own it.
But yeah.
I still argue that Jared's more of a narcissist or maybe a douchessist. I don't know.
A douchessist.
Now, that one I can get behind.
Yes.
A word you've made up.
I like that.
That one I like.
We know what it means, so.
He's not a douche. He just has douchistic personality.
Douchistic.
A douchist personality disorder.
He's douchistic.
He's living with doucheism.
He's a survivor.
He's living with douches.
So brave.
Hey, I wonder.
Don't call him a douche. That's expensive.
No.
I mean, offensive. Call him somebody living with a condition known as doucheism.
Doucheism.
Hey, if I'm somebody who is against a douche, I could say I'm a doucheist.
Oh, yeah. You're a doucheist.
Yes. A doucheist.
All right. Just wondering how to proceed. So there are other, and it's not just for Jason when we call him a narcissist that we should be saying he has narcissistic personality disorder. There are a couple other terms. If you've been going to therapy, I'm sure that you have heard these words, or even if you've just, I don't know, like been on the internet, you hear these words all the time. Somebody who will say, oh, I have so much trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Trauma can lead to long-lasting emotional, psychological, and physical effects. And I think that the term trauma gets thrown around with too much ease.
Well, maybe it's drama then.
I think it's drama. I think it's drama, or I think it's like, oh, I've had a traumatic experience in the sense of it was uncomfortable for a little bit, or we say it for affectation. You know, it's because we want to be extra. We want to make it the most exaggerated that it can be. But really, somebody who is suffering from trauma, it has long lasting effects on their life, and that's why they're seeking therapy.
Yeah, like when people say trauma dump, it's normally a little exaggerated.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And so I think making light of that, it's like a therapist will say, no, you don't actually have any trauma. You're just kind of working things out, you know?